I found it hard to shake off the impression left by the anonymous letter. However, I gathered up the other three letters, glanced at my watch, and started out. I wondered what this might be that had come to the knowledge of three ladies simultaneously. I took it to be the same piece of news. In this, I was to realize that my psychology was my fault. I can't pretend that my calls took me past the police station. My feet gravitated there of their own accord. There, Gladys was carrying off matters with a high hand. She denied absolutely having taken the suitcase to the woods. Just because one of these gossiping old cats had nothing better to do than look out of her window all night, you go and pitch upon me. She's been mistaken once, remember, when she said she saw me at the end of the lane on the afternoon of the murder. And if she was mistaken then, in daylight, how can she possibly have recognized me by moonlight?